Good afternoon. The weather remains unsettled across interior New York and New England as one system along the eastern seaboard pulls east of Long Island and another low-pressure wave works its way through the Great Lakes on its way to southern Ontario. In between the two systems, we're left with lots of clouds and spotty light precipitation, which fell in the form of freezing rain and snow earlier this morning. Really didn't amount to too much. And now mainly just plain rain showers as temperatures continue to climb into the middle and upper 30s. Still some pockets of freezing drizzle or freezing rain, especially across the mountains, with some slippery travel as we get into the afternoon, but for the most part, everyone will wind up above freezing. This will set us up for a mostly cloudy but mainly dry night tonight as temperatures drop back into the 20s. For tomorrow, another wave of low pressure will ride along the mid-Atlantic coast and up the eastern seaboard. Right now, it looks like this system would be too far away to bring any substantial precipitation to interior New York and New England, although parts of the Catskills, the mid and lower Hudson Valley into southern New England may get grazed with a little bit of light snow during the day tomorrow. If the system makes a closer approach, more of us will have the chance for some light snow during the course of the day. Temperatures will be colder with highs right around 30. Arctic air flowing in behind the system will begin to enter the picture on Wednesday with highs in the upper 20s, and as the cold air flows in, we'll have mostly cloudy skies with scattered snow showers. Dry weather for the end of the week, but very cold on Thursday and Friday with highs only in the lower to mid-20s under a mixture of sunshine and clouds. In the cold air, another disturbance, an Alberta Clipper, will work its way toward us on Saturday with the chance for some light snow with highs bouncing back to 30. But right back into the 20s with scattered snow showers on Sunday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, all the winter storm warnings have expired across the mid-Atlantic region, but winter weather advisories remain in various spots across the country. Minor snowfall amounts will add up in eastern New England, parts of the Great Lakes, the Ozarks, New Mexico, and most of the Rockies and High Plains of Montana and North Dakota. In these locations, generally speaking, accumulations will be less than 3 inches, but a couple of isolated areas will see as much as 5 inches of snow with these weak disturbances. And wind chill warnings remain in effect for just about all of the northern plains and parts of the Corn Belt. Wind chill values in these areas will be between 20 and 35 below zero. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 87 degrees at Punta Gorda, Florida, to a low of 37 below zero at Havre, Montana. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, cloudy with rain and fog in the mid-40s, Boston, rain showers in the lower 40s, and in Buffalo, cloudy and breezy with a few flurries or periods of drizzle with highs in the middle 30s. Checking the climate report, the average high temperature in Albany today, 38 degrees. The average low, 24. The record high, 62, set in 1966. And the record low, 11 below zero in 1902. Sunrise this morning was at 7:14 a.m. Sunset this evening, 4:21 p.m. 9 hours and 7 minutes of daylight. No change from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy with spotty light snow showers or freezing drizzle this afternoon. A few rain showers in the mountain valleys with highs in the 30s. Mostly cloudy with a few snow showers overnight tonight with lows in the lower to mid-20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy with spotty drizzle or rain showers this afternoon with highs near 40. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the upper 20s to near 30. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy with a few spotty areas of freezing drizzle or scattered rain showers through the afternoon as temperatures reach into the upper 30s. Mostly cloudy with a few snow showers tonight and lows in the mid-20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy with spotty light rain showers this afternoon, perhaps some freezing drizzle in the normally cooler mountain valleys and highs in the upper 30s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid to upper 20s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. Cloudy with spotty light rain showers this afternoon, perhaps a few pockets of freezing drizzle, with high temperatures in the upper 30s. Mostly cloudy tonight, with lows in the mid to upper 20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy with scattered snow showers, a few areas of light snow in the lower Hudson Valley across into southern New England with highs around 30. Mostly cloudy, scattered snow showers in the upper 20s on Wednesday. A mix of sun and clouds for Thursday in the lower 20s, partly sunny in the mid-20s on Friday. Chance of light snow Saturday near 30. And blustery and colder on Sunday with scattered snow showers and highs in the upper 20s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.